Hello and welcome to the On Minutes podcast. We talk all night on it only. I'm here with my co-host Gil.
Hello, my name is co-host, and what are today's topics?
Just homework, because I have something to say about homework. Also, we missed this week's episode. Did we? Or did? Oh, yeah, we did. I was away with you, but. Oh yeah, I was sick on Friday, and I was gone the whole day yesterday, and now here we are.
Well, I'm starting to get sick, so if I do get sick, I might not do the episode on Friday. Just warning you.
Yeah. So yeah, let's just start off with homework. What about homework?
It's kind of useless.
It's kind of gay.
And it's kind of Edwin.
It's kind of gay. It's
kind of sheep boy.
It's kind of gay. Wait, I forgot how to. I brought some chips.
Come on, this is not ASMR.
I know. But. So, about homework, right? I have done nothing this week. Now I gotta catch up with everything, which is. Shit. I'm gonna spend like the whole day like an office man, a guy with like a 9-to-5 job. Shit. So.
I'm failing three or two classes right now.
Like, we have some stuff that, like, they don't even fucking realize. Like, they think that we can just, like, spend all day. Exactly. Like, we have parents. We have chores.
Doing homework.
Yeah.
We have a life.
We have shit to do. So, most of the time. Most of us. But, yeah. What is your daily routine?
Like for the weekdays? Wake up, finish my homework, then do everything, then I eat dinner, start the rest of the day.
My routine is just like wake up like at 12, stir like at the ceiling, wondering. Stuff. Go get breakfast. Do chores, whatever. Do some homework if I can. Just take care of my guitars. And then, yeah. That's basically it. And I have all this myself. What's some dumb shit you've done during quarantine? Bruh. What's some dumb shit you've done during quarantine?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's some dumb shit you've done?
During quarantine?
Yeah.
Nothing really.
I've had like. What's it called? I got like a thing from the couch, and then slid down the stairs with it. That was fun. Also, do you hear that in the background?
So
just asking, because it is in the background, but whatever.
No.
Anyway. Yeah.
So you're saying you grabbed a couch cushion, just went up the stairs and slid down. I would do that, but then the first thing I would hear is a freaking table.
Yeah, it sounds like you're sick. Yeah, kind of is. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. Are you sick?
Kind of.
I'm starting. I had like a whole headache I had like a whole headache and a fucking I had a whole fever like Thursday, and yeah, I had a whole fever, threw up, yeah, it was cold as shit, but my head was just fucking like hell.
You say it was cold, yeah, I'm like literally the urge of dying because of the heat stroke right now, because of how hot my room is. Like, at night, I can't sleep. I go to sleep like at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Zay, you had the same thing I had. Like, you have, like, you feel like it's so hot. Like, it's also cold. I had it.
It's just hot.
What I had was just like, I was getting like real fucking cold, but like all my head was just fucking hot, and I was just shivering cold.
Yeah,
it's really weird. Like, I had like, motion sickness at the time. Like, I tried to move, like, I got dizzy, like, way easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At this point, for me, it's kind of risky drinking water when you're in a public place, because it's the, like, if you're drinking water and then, like, the water just goes down the water pipe and you start coughing, people are just going to look at you.
Jesus Christ. Bro. You got to stay hydrated. I don't have water bottles. Oh, I do. But like I use a filter from the sink. No, like it's a filter.
From the sink.
That too.
Fridge?
We have like three water supply shit. One from the filter, one from the fridge, and another one for water bottles. Yeah. Nobody really likes a fucking fridge because it's way too cold. But from the filter, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Anyway, back to homework. I have done nothing. Absolute nothing. I've been dying these days. Jesus Christ, What was your worst, like, sickness you ever had?
So far,
like during your whole life, kind of
so
thing.
So far,
yeah.
In the whole life.
Yeah.
Probably the flu.
For me, it was strep throat. But yeah, I'm a healthy boy most of the time, but. Yeah. Most. Do you think you might have corona or not? Yeah.
Nah. Even if I do have it, nothing's gonna happen. My immune system's strong, so.
Yes. Okay, but here in the background. Yeah,
kinda.
Well, don't mind that. Yeah, yesterday I had a good time. I was there. I was around a campfire. With my friends.
I saw that.
Friendly fire group. No, there's just
the
more
whole group.
There was more people there, but
I have a question. How does that work? Like, is everyone going to talk at the same time? Or is, like, every person going to take turns or something like that? Or, like, what? Like, in the
podcast. We just talk. Like, I've tried to do a podcast with them again. But, like, one of my friends in the group, he just started saying the N-word so much that I had to stop the podcast. Because they're like, it would just be like a continuous bleep the whole time, so, yeah. Yeah, that's what I tried to do, but like, he would still say it. Yeah, he just wouldn't stop.
Like, he just wouldn't stop.
Yeah. And, the fire, we roasted marshmallows, and honestly, I don't like roasted marshmallows. I'll pass on that. I don't know, I just don't like them.
Why?
Talking about roasted marshmallows, do you like s'mores?
I haven't had s'mores in years. I don't even remember when was the last time, but I'm pretty sure I haven't had a s'more since.
I don't think I've had a s'more. But wait, I'm talking about like camping shit, right? Did you have like one of those picnics like outside of your elementary school? Oh, well, I did.
No.
My school was too broke. I'll ask you later. But like, let me just set the scene. My school, one day, we decided to go outside and, like, go to the benches, like, eat outside, and there was, like, a buffet of, like, fruits, chicken, something like that.
Did the school pay for that, or did parents and schools pay for that?
It was both, yeah.
Oh.
And like parents came in, and yeah, teachers also volunteered.
So like students.
No, like the parents did. If you know, like, yeah, not that they had to. They just brought in shit. Like whoever brought in, you know. So, yeah, it was just a whole buffet. That's all I can say about it. A picnic buffet. Yeah. Do you have some interesting stories of your elementary school?
Yes. Just one. So. It was when I was in second grade. A vehicle crashed into a lake. What was this thing called, like, the, one of those, like, electricity poles, right? And then, like, the whole power went out for, like, the whole day. And then it was just, we didn't learn anything, just played board games in the dark. That's it.
The most embarrassing thing I had to do in school was singing Fireworks by Katy Perry. In front of the school. The
school or your class?
I felt pretty embarrassed, but luckily, but I felt good after that because it was graduation, so. Yeah, when I was in fourth grade, we had a lot of plays. Like, I remember having hot fucking chocolate from the Polar Express. I remember singing like the chorus of the fucking shit. I don't remember now, but I remember it. Oh, I wasn't there. Oh yeah, I was there. I just wasn't there at the night. So, yeah.
Bruh.
Well, I don't know if I was there.
Perfect. I thought that was your alarm.
I don't know if I was there, though. I might have, but like, yeah, I don't think I wasn't there when they performed Hot Chocolate from the Polar Express, because at that point I was having surgery. Shit. Yeah.
Surgery.
And oh wait. And then there's this other thing that it was like, oh no, wait, I was there during the Hot Chocolate shit. Wait, I'm confused. Because, okay, so there was three main events at my school that I had to play, right? So, it was in December and then April and then at the end of the year, in December, we play some Christmas songs, whatever. And then, what's it called? April, like, we did a, lights, camera, action type shit. And, yeah. And then we sang fucking Fireworks by Katy Perry. Yeah. And yeah, that's all I remember. I don't know. Wait, did you guys have something like that, like plays and shit?
No, the only play I remember was kindergarten. That was the first. That was the first and last play I saw.
I did a play in kindergarten too. For me, it was like some cowboy shit.
Hold on.
And like I had a bandana on. Oh, that was fun. Yeah. Well, what was the play about?
I don't even remember. All I remember is that the fourth graders made a play, and then after that, in fourth grade, I was waiting to when we were going to do a play, and then we never got another play. That was like the only play I saw.
When you mean plays, do you mean like musicals too? When you just sing?
I mean, doesn't that count? Cause like there's
people. Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember some kid. We had to sing the SpongeBob theme in lights, camera, action. Yeah, and like we had kazoos. I remember rehearsing it because of the kazoo. That was fun. And some kid actually, like, dressed up as SpongeBob and decided to dance around the stage. That was... Yeah. My school's interesting, but it's the best out here. Many people argue that their school's the best, but my elementary school was the best.
Yeah. As for some kids, their school...
What?
They're failing. I said some kids think, like, their school is the best, yet their school has, like, the most kids failing. Well,
and then, yeah. At least I had fun in it. I remember me and my friend in the music room, we played the xylophones the wrong way, and then the music teacher was like, "Hey, stop that," and she like not let us play for like 2 minutes, and then we decided to play right. You know what we did? We only flipped the sticks backwards. Yeah, it was retarded, but whatever. What was your gayest like subject you've ever done? Yeah, like sub, whatever. Subject.
What do you mean?
Like, what's the game you said you've done in, like, what's something that's really retarded that you've done? That you had to do? Yeah.
Like, in school?
I gotta think about this one, too, because... I don't know.
I'm gonna say having to, like... do, like, a whole, like... not, like, a protest, but, like, a like, I think the whole school had to, like, take a walk because of bullying, even though yeah. that didn't really do anything.
Like, remember our school, like, we did, like, a moment of silence. We went, like, to the gym and like, did a moment of silence for them. For the victim, for, I remember it was what? For a shooting. Wasn't it for...
I mean, that's not really dumb, because, like, like, you know, like, that's not really, like, something that's dumb.
It's respectful.
Like, at least, like, it's, like...
Yeah. But, like, a whole walk for bullying?
Yeah, I had to do a whole... That was in first grade, if I can remember.
I remember, like, in, like, the first day of kindergarten, I walked through with my mom, and, like, I just saw, like, on the smart board, no bullying. And I thought, And I thought, like, to myself when as a little kid, like, why don't they allow bowling here? I know. But I didn't know that much English, alright? As a little kid. But... yeah. No bowling. But... oh yeah, I think it's because like, they put a picture up that said no bullying, and they put like pins with like a bowling ball with it, which is really retarded. Because
so you just thought it said no bullying.
And I didn't even know what the fuck bullying was. But whatever. Alright. But what's the most violent shit you've seen like in your elementary school? I think I got mine.
Probably just a kid stepping on a cricket.
I remember we almost had a food fight at my school. I don't know how that started, but it almost happened. Almost, but it didn't. I swear. Would you ever want to have a food fight? Like at our school?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, if I wanted to, or if I have.
If you wanted to.
Yeah, I wanted to before. Mama. I couldn't.
God damn it! I can never record shit alone. You know, keep going. What?
So what?
What? If you want to start a food fight or. Who never wants to start one, basically. Yeah,
I'll start one.
That'd be fun. Honestly.
But, like, if it escalates quickly, the only problem would be if someone snitch on, like, who started
or...
it. Because, like, if it starts and no one sees who starts it, like...
yeah.
That's bad.
Like, you're scot-free. Like, the whole school gets in trouble, but, like, they can't punish, like, the whole school to detention, you know?
I mean, the principal we had, he'll be the type of person...
he just puts everyone in one room. Yeah. He puts everyone in a concentration camp. Oh, God. Imagine that happened, though, if, like, our school just decided to go with concentration camps and decided to put us there. Just imagine. It would be crazy, no? It would be crazy. Huh? That, like, teachers there would just put, like, us in the concentration camps if we disobeyed or some shit like that. You okay? You good?
Yeah.
This is the most sick you got right now? Huh.
So far. Yeah.
Also, when is Eric coming on? Wait, didn't you show him how to?
Yes, I sent him a screen recording, but like, he said,
"Oh, okay. Damn."
Try to invite him.
Right now, we're like in the middle of the podcast episode.
How much?
Yeah,
26. Yeah.
Let's just. No, no. Still, yo, my back feels like a bitch. Fuck, bro. Last night, I was just straight vibing.
I couldn't vibe. Well, I was, but.
Why couldn't you?
Cause I was about to get a heat
stroke. Oh, yeah.
It's so damn hot. I was like, oh my. What's been the worst month for you so far in 2020?
I don't know. Nothing has been like so bad this year, for me at least. But
my worst month was February. Because of stuff I can't say in the podcast, but, you know.
But mostly just everything getting shut down since bullshit.
And it's not even that. Like, before the whole quarantine thing, like, February, a lot happened for me that month.
Yeah, and it's also April, too. But not too big, at least. In April. But what was the most boring month?
Boring what?
Like this year.
April.
Yeah. It's not getting boring.
It's so. Like,
it's so weird. No, you know how it feels right now. The atmosphere of like the internet and everything is just like feeling more and more depressed. It's feeling much more sad. It's feeling like way too unnatural. Like it's not the same. I don't know about you, but I just feel like it's not the same as doing something like as you liked. Like if you eat pizza, like it's not the same anymore. It just feels different. I don't know how to describe it, but what the fuck. Anyway, we ran out of fucking topics. At least I did. We did. Well, something we haven't talked about in the podcast, nor in the call. But yeah, motivation. Yeah, we ran out of fucking topics.
Yeah.
What's something we haven't done?
Done dumb stuff together.
Well, we can't do that this year.
I know, but I don't think I'll feel safe, like, around you with certain stuff.
With what?
I don't know, like, fireworks, like, firecrackers, like, I won't feel safe around you with those. I don't know, you should be the type of person to, like, just throw them at people.
Or, like, the video, like, from the guy in the, in, like, in the scoot, no, not in the, in the bike. Just, like, lighting him up and just shooting at people. Like that. We should do that, like, if someone fucks with us, we just light them up.
Alright, what do you think is the worst day of the year?
I don't know, probably the coronavirus.
I say July 4th is the worst.
Why?
Because...
Wait,
people won't, like, the whole month of July. Because people will shut up about their fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Also, it's Pride. Like, it's July is Pride Month. No, is that June or July?
I know. I think it's June.
Oh no, but.
But like, if you have all those fireworks, like, they can just save their money by not using all of them throughout the whole month.
Yeah.
You know.
Just imagine the people that hoarded up on fireworks like last year. You know what I want to do? I wanna plug a GoPro to a firework merch? To see how it looks from the fireworks perspective when it blows up. I don't know why.
Thanks. What if it blows up? Like, you're gonna have to get the thing on the cloud.
We can just put like a selfie stick attached to it, like glued to it. Let's do that.
Bro, who glues it?
Alright. Just tapes a fucking a selfie stick to a firework to see how it looks when it explodes in a like real close. Well, I will do that shit definitely. What are you chanting a spell? What are you chanting a spell?
I'm reading
a tweet. Damn. From Insta or Twitter?
From Twitter.
Damn, you finally got it on Twitter?
Nah.
Damn. Also from Instagram.
I just read a tweet from Instagram.
On my tombstone, I wanted to read YouTube is fucking shit. Yeah. Do you think Leafy has come back?
Leafy. Is that again?
Fuck, I forgot. But, like, he started uploading again, but... He's starting to upload again. Like, but what he uploads now is, like, basically... He's uploading things that... How do I describe it? So... Okay. This is the best way I could describe it. I'll just describe it this way. He's making videos about people who wronged him. In 2016, you're getting them back. That's what he's doing now. But I don't know. It's been a long ass time since Leafy. But yeah. Chill. We're not in the podcast here because we have nothing to talk about. Bro.
Cause what?
We have nothing to talk about. We're like, we might be stuck in like dead silence for like the next 20 minutes. So I don't know about you, but
we should invite people from the We Were Up in the Bank group chat.
Right. We're gonna invite people from the group chat?
Right now or for the next podcast?
Let's do it for the next podcast because since we did it, we already did one today, but yeah. So mostly people in the group chat said yes, so yeah, let's do it next week. Next week or when?
What? What do you mean, like?
Next week or when?
The next podcast.
Alright, yeah, let's do the next podcast. Oh, look, it's fucking morning, I guess.
Bro, we're ending it right now?
Probably.
Right.
Bro, we're about to be stuck in like in the 20 minutes of dead air.
Let's just think of something random like last time if you want it to last.
Alright, Nazis, what about them? What?